Sister Robi is on the move. 20 years into a multiple award-winning career rooted in traditional Hawaiian and Tahitian songs, she's delving into jazz and popular standards, even a bit of Motown. Her stylistic departures fill her new CD and will be part of her weekend concert. But no worries, some of your favorites are on the program too. Robi Kahakalau and her guitar are here with us this morning, and if we're lucky, we may get a bit of both. Good morning, Robi.
Good morning. How are you folks this morning?
Right. You know, you're at the point in your music where you have, you know, fans who expect certain things from you, right?
Yep.
And yet, you obviously want to do something a little new every time you come out, right?
It always seems like there's the end result is the mixed plate format that I'm always end up with every CD. But on this latest one, I did dabble a little bit into the jazz because my mom's favorite, all-time favorite, is always going to be Blue Eyes, old Frank Sinatra.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris and I, we just talked a little while ago. I said, I wish I could play the song, but it's way beyond my guitar playing abilities. So singing is fine, but I definitely need an accompanist for that one.
What was it like taking on that kind of material?
I loved it, but I actually had to practice the song before I recorded it because it's not, you know, not your basic three chord blend together. But it's a beautiful song, Frank Sinatra's One for My Baby and One for the Road.
Well, great. You know, you've got long experience in kind of finding the emotion that fits the song, right?
Yeah, and I really enjoy it. Well, to me, I always say that I have to sing songs that mean something to me.
Sure.
And that normally have a good message. And this is definitely, it might not be the best message because it's somebody in the bar at 3:30 in the morning when it's about to close. But, you know, it's a life story that kind of describes my life. I don't hang out in bars that late anymore. I prefer the happy hours nowadays. But
sure,
it's still, you know, part of a musician's life to have one more for the road. And just the whole song of doing something jazz to make my dad proud and then to please my mom with her favorite Frank Sinatra.
And also, you know, musicians know what it's like in a bar at closing time, right?
Exactly.
When everybody's gone
home,
they're putting the chairs on the tables.
Yep, and the bright lights come on. Yep.
Well, at the same time, you know, there's that feeling. And do you approach a song, you know, looking at the lyrics kind of as a message to be gotten across, you know, really give a lot of thought to what it is you're trying to say?
I normally try to... it's probably not even on purpose, but I always end up saying that my songs tend to be more on the happy side, more on the positive message,
mm-hmm.
instead of saying, you know, like being angry with the world and wanting to change. I want to change some things, but in a happy way.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you've noticed, but there's hardly ever any minor chords in my songs.
Yeah, I have.
That makes it sad. And a lot of people do notice it. And it's probably because I would like to play feel good music and feel happy music.
Well, let's. Why don't you give us a little example of that, and I'll. If I can get this thing in tune, I might even throw in a few licks with you.
You're in tune. We checked it earlier. This is a song. My sister is a beautiful songwriter, and this is a song. She lives on the Big Island by Waipio Valley Lookout.
Uh-huh.
So most of her songs talk about Waipio, and this here is a song on the CD called Napali Alolua, which means the two pali facing each other.
Uh-huh.
And it's in G.
Okay. Good. Napali alolua o waipio ho'opulu mai ka wa'a wa'ahia i napali uluwehi aloha aloha e e aina pulama mai kahi kau mai hoi mau ku umana o laila
pali alolua o YPO. Ina pali alolua o YPO.
Beautiful, Chris. What are you doing this Saturday evening?
That's a really sweet song, you know, and what you were saying about major chords,
yeah.
They really do bring that sort of optimistic, positive yeah. feeling to it. Just, you know, what we call cowboy chords, right?
Yeah,
nice big
definitely.
Open strings ringing. And but, you know, that's the beauty of the acoustic guitar, don't you think?
I definitely do think so. And to me, some people, you know, fancy chords. My dad was all about fancy. I call them fancy chords. The, you know, the break your fingers. They're beautiful, but the harmonies is one of my favorite things to hear. A song in 3-part harmony, 2-part harmony is fine, but 3-part is even better. And open chords, open tuning, open
well,
chords.
Well, you know, Roby, there's a saying that a pop singer sings 3 chords, plays 3 chords for 1,000 people, and a jazz guitarist plays 1,000 chords for 3 people.
See, that's very,
so
very true.
You've made your choice. But,
yeah.
But, you know, I wouldn't have it any other way, really, for that song. I think if you substituted a lot of different chords for that, it would ruin the song.
It would take away from the simplicity of it, and then probably from the lyrics. So that's my excuse anyway.
no need excuse, because simplicity in this kind of music is the hardest thing in a way to achieve. You know, just you have to trust it, don't you?
Yeah, sometimes it's harder to play something really simple and really really basic than to like make it fancy and pretty it up with chords.
But the main thing is that you've clearly had your heart in that song.
Well, if a song makes me smile while I sing it, then I'm happy with it.
That's a pretty good guideline for just about any singer to have.
I think so. Yeah, and I hope it puts a smile on other people's faces that are listening to.
Yeah, and then you could mix that in with a little One for My Baby and One for the Road, just
so. If somebody else plays it.
Roby, thanks a lot for coming on the show. Great.
Thank
to have
you for having me.
Hey, my pleasure. Sister Roby Kahakalaul performs songs from her new CD, Roby Calling, in concert Saturday at Hawaii Public Radio's Atherton Studio. Details are on our website, hpr2.org, where you can also find Derek Malama's extended interview with Sister Roby.
It's 2:45. There's no one in the place except you and me. So set 'em up, Joe. I got a little story I think you should know. We're drinking, my friend, to the end of a brief episode. Make it one for my baby and one more for the road.